Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. Mr. Trump has maintained for months Iran has violated the agreement it signed in 2015 with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
White House believes that a certification of the Iran deal could open the door to renegotiate the agreement, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said it is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces are following and flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due in part to the fact that the U.S. military has a finite number of aircraft. Days and months before carrying out the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history, Stephen Paddock rented hotel rooms overlooking music venues in Las Vegas as well as Chicago, and it was at a room he rented in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, which served as a perch from which to fire on a crowd at a country music festival last weekend, killing 58 people and wounding nearly 500. This is VOA News. Turkey's leaders have warned that his country will close its borders with the Iraqi Kurdistan as part of a new sanctions following an independence vote by the Iraqi Kurds earlier this month. That story now from Dorian Jones.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan stepped up pressure on Iraqi Kurds following their independence vote, warning tough new measures will be introduced against Iraqi Kurdistan.
Ne yapacaksın? Nereye gideceksin?
All airspaces will be closed. The flights already are suspended. Who will come? How will you go? Soon the borders will also be closed. How will you be able to exit and enter? Erdogan said to a meeting in Ankara. The Turkish president said the planned new measures would be coordinated with Baghdad and Tehran, but he gave no timetable on their introduction, other than saying it would be soon. The Iraqi Kurdish independence referendum earlier this month, in which Kurds voted more than 92% in favour, has been strongly condemned by Baghdad, Ankara and Tehran, all of which claim that independence would create regional instability. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Tropical storm Nate being blamed for more than 20 deaths across Central America, even as it tracks toward a likely U.S. landfall in the next few days. In Puerto Rico, recovery efforts continue from the recent devastation by Hurricane Maria. U.S. state of Florida still aggressively trying to rebuild after the onslaught of Hurricane Irma. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence about to visit the stricken areas, as we hear now from White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The Vice President will be traveling to Florida, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. He will meet with survivors, local officials, and first responders and personally assess the massive recovery efforts. The federal government continues to provide much-needed personnel and supplies to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
These storms have left many dead, hundreds of thousands displaced. World Health Organization sending 900,000 doses of cholera vaccine to Bangladesh to help prevent a major outbreak of cholera in the crowded Rohingya Muslim refugee camp that sits on the border of Bangladesh and Myanmar. At least a half million Rohingya, who are Muslim minority in Myanmar, are crossing the border to escape a military crackdown on their villages in Myanmar. More on that story and the rest of the hour's news can be found at our website. We're at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.